Thank you for holding. Is this Alex?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Alex. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Local Splash. Oh, boy. I've already been with you and done with you. You didn't tell me. She didn't tell me you were Local Splash. I joined you last year. You didn't do nothing for me.
Last year?
Last year.
Huh.
Local Splash.
Did you do the Google Guaranteed program with the guaranteed leads?
No.
Okay.
These are guaranteed leads, huh?
Yeah, because this is Google's newest product, and they've ordered us to switch over to this. It's called Google Guarantee, where the business owner does a background check, and Google is actually guaranteeing the customer or the end searcher that we've done the background check, and they provide them with $2,000 of insurance for the lifetime of the work. So that kind of incentivizes them to go with the guys in the Google Guaranteed Network. When they call in, we actually will vet them based on your parameters and what kind of leads you're looking for. And if they fit the description of what you're looking for, then we'll bring you on the line as a live transfer. And if you accept the lead, then they'll actually charge you the lead fee for it. So you're only getting charged for leads that you accept.
Okay. And what are those leads cost?
I can pull them up now. Give me 1 second. Light excavating and rental. So it's mainly dumpster rental and excavation?
I'm not a dumpster. Where does it say dumpster in my Google ad?
It doesn't say dumpster. I just saw rental, so I was trying to get that. Because before
that's a misconcepted thing. If somebody calls and they want to rent a machine,
uh-huh.
I'll rent the machine with the operator. My insurance ramifications, I'm not allowed to rent equipment.
Got it.
That's how I try to get cover the market with excavating and rental. So they call me, I get a call, and then I tell them I don't rent the machine, just the machine with an operator.
Understood. Okay. All right, let me get these lead fees here. And you said you're licensed, right? No felonies in the last 7 years either?
I have never been in jail or anything like that.
I know it's a crazy question to ask. We have to ask now.
I've been in business 50 years. I was in Ohio for 40 years and worked for a paving contractor here and quit him. I worked for him for 13 years, and then I started Lee's Light Excavating in 23.
Got it.
And I'm a five-star company. I've got like 20-some five-star reviews. Look, I'm 68 years old.
Oh,
I'm in the twilight of my career. The only reason why I do this is because I love it. And I'm not trying to work every day. I'm trying to get the creme de la creme people that want good work and want to understand what I do for a living. Not the guy, I could come in for this amount of money, and then they get there and they don't finish because they're over their head or anything like that. Because excavating is a very difficult field. It's not just running a machine up and down the road, you know.
Yeah, it's got to be done the right way and with the right guy.
Correct.
100%. Correct. I agree.
And if you read my frickin' reviews, you'll see that I don't do anything less than a 5-star reviews, and I'll stay with that customer until they write me a 5-star review. They're not manufactured. That customer means everything to me for total satisfaction. They're not just a person.
Got it. I love that. Okay. So they have you in this category for Google Guarantee, which is called Sewage Pro. And that's where the excavating contractors fall under. You
Sewage
don't do any
Pro.
Septic?
I do septic. I do. Yeah, I do some septic repairs, some septic jobs.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any pumping?
It's a very competitive field. I do not do any pumping. I do not do any inspecting. I do televising of blocked lines. To find out what your problem is, but that's it. I do not, you know, I'm not licensed to inspect the system or anything like that. I am licensed in New Jersey under home improvement contractors, and I am allowed to put systems in. So.
Okay. And you're in the 0-8.
But I do.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, but I do such a broad array of work. My really specialty is French drain work and drainage work on properties. Is my real specialty. And I do culvert replacement. I do driveway grading and that kind of stuff. I do clearing. I do all kinds of work. I'm not just, see, and that's the problem with Angie's Leads. Angie's Leads is too ambiguous. You know, you get a lead for landscape. I'm not a landscaper. I don't do a landscaping. I just did two grading and seeding jobs because the times are so bad. I had to do them just to work. You know, I mean, the phone is not ringing. It is a bad situation out there. And like I said, I've been doing this a long time. And, I don't remember it being this bad for, I mean, I had 14 guys at one time working for me up in Ohio, and I was, you know, I was a pretty noticeable entity up there. But I want to tell you something here, I'm just trying to stay busy two or three days a week, and I can't even get people are giving work away. Yeah. People are giving work away.
Yeah.
We're scratching our heads. We saw an excavating contractor, a very good size one, who was out seal coating a parking lot the other day. Where does that come in with excavating?
Yeah, not at all. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, they got to do what they got to do because they got a big overhead.
Yeah, I mean, they got to, you know, be flexible in order to make money. I get that. You know, we're in kind of a weird time where guys are doing that. They're kind of diversifying just to keep the money coming in, you know.
You bet.
Yeah, I have some of my guys that are landscapers that are building fences and decks, and I'm going, how does that have to do with landscaping? They're like, it doesn't, but, you know, I'll figure it out if it means that I can make money, you know. So I get it. You would be in the sewage pro category, which is like cleaning, excavation, inspection, installation, locating, maintenance and repairs. I know you say you don't do pumping, but they also have system removal and demolition in there. Do you think you would accept at least three of those? I mean, I know excavation's a given.
Yeah, but how do the people find you? I mean, if they want,
want
a driveway graded.
You're right at the top.
Okay.
Yeah, if you type in excavating contractor, the Google Guarantee guys are the very first guys that show up at the top. And then, like I said, Google's also putting a little check mark next to you that says you've been background checked, and it says Google Guaranteed. And so the people want that because it's not just us making sure that you have the appropriate documents and that you pass the background check, but they're also giving them $2,000 of insurance for the lifetime of the work. That's coming from Google. And so it's like, if you want that insurance from Google, you got to go with the pro that we're recommending to you, which would be our Google Guarantee guy. And then on the other end, you as the business owner, we're guaranteeing you that these leads are pre-screened, and we're not charging you unless you accept them. So you have to actually accept them.
Okay. That's good, because then I can pre-screen the customer too.
Right.
Okay.
You can pre-screen them with them on the line. And so if you go, hey, you know, this isn't a good fit for me, we go, okay, we'll just get them on the line with somebody that we'll be able to take them on. You know, we're not going, hey, you're getting charged for it, so, you know, it's fine. You could turn them down, and you're not getting charged or deducted a lead from your balance.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What is the cost per lead, cost per lead?
The average cost per lead, when we're focusing on the excavation leads, they're $76.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So it's pretty fair price.
And there's no joining. And I pay anywhere between 40 and 70. So it's you're there, you know.
Yeah. If they're a live person though, and you're only getting charged when you're saying, hey, it's qualified, you're basically gonna go, hey, okay, I could set an appointment. It's like, okay, you could set an appointment and get out there and meet with them. Then, you know, it's your chances.
Well, that's the problem with Angie's. Angie's, you get a lot of customers that are just window shopping, and then after they get off the computer, and their name goes in the Angie's and you get the lead, no answer. No callbacks. No nothing. You reach out to them with a message, nothing. And then you call for your refund, you know, request a refund, a credit, and they don't give it to you because they change their policies. You know, they hate me. Angie's hates me because I always...
To bring that up to you, though, you know, you mentioned them earlier, and I know how they work. You know, our company's been around for 21 years. They used to be called Service Magic like 12 years ago when I first started working here. And so, you know, I'm very familiar with what you have there. Those guys do something similar to this to get the leads, but what we would be doing is cutting out your middleman and actually bringing the call to you live. When Angie gets a hold of it, they take the information, they write it down, and then they'll sell it for a lead fee to like five guys. And obviously only one of you is going to get the job, but they collect those five lead fees and run. And, you know, they pay Google their one lead fee to get it. So we're basically cutting out your middleman in this, but we're also tailoring it to you to make sure that you're getting qualified leads that are actually in a category that you want to receive. And then the success rate is a lot higher because it's just going to you as a live call instead of it, you know, getting five or six guys you got to compete against on the price. And that's where you're running into those people that are giving their work away because they're probably going through Angie's leads and going, well, crap, if four other guys are going to quote it, I got to give these guys a bottom of the barrel price so that I can even just work tomorrow, you know?
And so, sometimes I look like a thief. You know, and I've lowered my prices three times this year back to where I was when I started.
Yeah,
and well, I should be up quite a bit higher because I know my shit. You know, when you've been doing this and you educate the client, you don't just go in there and give them a price and walk away. They want to know what their value, what they're spending their money for.
Exactly.
You know?
100%. And with having Google guaranteed, I mean, the credibility is there to where they're like, we'll pay top dollar to know that we have the right guy that's going to get it done right the first time. You know, they know you're not a felon. They know you're doing good business. They know that Google's even backing you and providing that extra insurance. They know that you have the insurance. They know you have experience. All your reviews are right there. Top guy on the screen. I mean, we're getting eyes on you, but we're also, you know, threading through the BS. You're going to be in a position where you're getting most eyes on you. They just do the search. You're right at the top of the screen, one of the first two guys that pop up there. And then, you know, like I said, you know, all the credibility factors are there. So you hold your price. You know, the demand will be high, but you want to hold your price and you want to cherry pick these things because, like you said, you're only going to go out.
Absolutely. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, one or two of them a week. Make sure they're good ones, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But if the Patriots go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, send me something, email, because I've got a guy that I work with who does my IT stuff, and it's a really great concept, and I really like to do it. I would cancel Angie's lead in a heartbeat. And I'm with Town Square right now, and they've changed their format. They've changed their format in the last week or so, and my price is going up with them. So I'll get rid of them and just and Angie's, and I'll just keep you.
What were they charging?
They're only charging me for my webpage. I already paid you all the upfront money to build it and everything.
Yeah.
But now they're only charging me $199 a month, which is nothing. And people come up, but I haven't been getting any calls on it like I did last year, you know?
Right.
And,
well, your local SEO is really bad. So what I was going to say is that I can match them on the pricing, and when we get you Google guaranteed, the Google guaranteed will actually help your local SEO out, where you'll move up there too. So we can effectively have you on the first page twice if people are typing in excavating contractor. And they're within 50 miles of you, you know. Obviously, if you don't want to go that far, we can customize it. But I'm looking at your website.
Yeah, no, I'm a half an hour away. That's my policy. Half an hour. I Google it. I mean, I GPS it. I'm sorry. And then I make sure because, to be honest with you, by the time you get to the job and get set up and everything, you're wasting an hour, hour and a half. And I just finished the job yesterday. 10 minutes from my house. I was able to go leave the yard.
Mm-hmm.
My materials were on a job, worked, came back, worked my full 7 hours because I worked 7 hours to half hour travel time each way, and was able to be productive and get the job done for the guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good thing, you know. So I don't like to go very far because there's a lot of variables involved in traveling with heavy equipment, you know, flat
yeah.
tires, brokenness. And my crap's all A1 condition. I spent a lot of money on my stuff. And it's all my equipment's practically brand new, you know. Mm-hmm. I turn it over, you know. So it's the trucks and the trailers is what you got to watch out for, you know. So but getting to this thing, I'd like to try it. Can you please email me all the rest of the information?
Than what you have with Town Square? Yeah, I'll absolutely send the information over right now. But this one's a little bit different than what you're doing with Town Square. It's not just a local SEO service where we could just sign people up whenever. You have to actually be pre-screened and qualify for it. Google dictates
right.
you could be Google guaranteed because we're basically referring you. They say, hey, we don't want to have everybody just Google guaranteed because our insurance, you know, you don't want to put guys up there. You got to pull the Google guarantee out every customer you send them, right? To use that insurance.
Right.
So, you know, with this, there's only a couple of guys at the very top of the screen there. When you do that search for excavation in this area or an excavating contractor, you'll see like Blue Umbrella Waterproofing, Jersey Elite Construction, and Deal Construction. But we just have this.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, well.
Never heard of them.
Right, right. They're up there because they got pre-qualified and they paid for it, right? It's not that they're better than you, right? I don't think that's the case.
No.
But what I was thinking is we can get that spot. You know, it's only a $250 application fee. You have to go through a background check. The background check usually takes a couple of weeks. So, I mean, we're in the peak time of the year for this. I don't want to put it on the back burner, miss the spot, or maybe even be a month out where we're halfway through the summer or halfway through peak season, missing out on a lot of these opportunities. I mean, really all you're looking at
I'm
is
out, I'm out in the field right now. So you want me to give you money today is what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm just saying that we're actively looking to fill it. And I know from the past success and you using Town Square and you using Angie, I feel like this is a real opportunity that could not only lower your overhead, but at the same time generate a better return on investment for you, especially when you're telling me you want these kind of jobs. And the only way to really guarantee something for your marketing budget is to get that Google guaranteed spot. All these other things
okay.
that are selling you leads, that are putting you on the first page, that's not really have any kind of guarantee that you're going to see any ROI, but this does.
Okay, so what do I got to do? What do you need me to do? Because I got to go to work.
Okay, so
I'm in a machine right now.
Okay, I got you. Now my main question to you: Are you 100% going to leave Town Square? You got your mindset on that one?
Yeah, probably so, because let me see something real quick. Give me a second. I just got something from my guy.
Take your time. I'm in no rush.
Let me see. Appreciate the response, but I was told that minimum budget is $3,000. Yeah, I'm quitting them.
$3,000?
Yeah.
For how many leads?
I'd be happy to know. No leads. It's just they up there. Working with our currency, looking to set up, let's see, budget is, you can reach me at. Okay, so their minimum is $3,000, minimum budget of $3,000. And my guy, see, I don't what's your first name again?
My name's John. I'm the director here.
John, I don't remember names, dude. Okay, so
that's okay.
John,
okay.
this is my guy. I got somebody handling this for me because I don't understand jack shit about computers. All right, I'm a working man. All right,
So let me break it down Alex. I'm a blue collar guy in a white collar world. So let me just break it down for you. Okay, that's the whole reason why they have me here. So there's a background check. It's $250. It's a one time payment for the background check. Your monthly cost of what you're paying Town Square is $199. We could take over all those services at $199 month to month to keep that low. Like you said, that's not much. That would be the hosting charge. Now, when you're talking about your lead fees for Home Advisor by Angie's, these Google guaranteed leads, they'll give you 13 guaranteed leads for $9.92. And those 13 guaranteed leads, that's $76 a pop. You know, if you're taking one or two of them a week, it's going to last you a while. They're going to last you 2-3 months when you're paying that $9.92, not $3,000 a month.
So what you're saying is I got to pay up front for the lead. And you just told me that I have a choice to choose it or take it away. So you want $1,000 up front.
No, not today. No.
Plus the $250.
Nope. That's not what I said. Today you'd be looking at $449. It's the $250 application fee and the $199 to cover your local SEO that Town Square was doing. You don't want to lose that. We want to make sure you have that if you're going to leave them. Because you want that profile. You still want those 24 reviews you have on there. We don't want you to lose those reviews. We're going to put that right at the top of the screen there with the Google Guarantee badge. So $449 is what you pay today. That'll replace Town Square. You could take them off the books. That $199, right? You're just allotting it here. And then with the leads, when it comes to Home Advisor by Angie, you can leave them as well. But they're going to say to activate, we want you to start with 13 leads to activate. So after you get through the background check, you tell me, hey, I'm ready to get a job now. We go ahead and activate. It's $9.92. You have a balance of 13 leads for that $9.92. If you're cherry picking, the first one you get is going to pay for all of that. And you'll still have 12 remaining in your pipeline.
I get it. But the people got to call me. The people got to call me in order for me to get it or not get it, take it, correct?
Right. Well, they're enrolling in the program because they want a Google guaranteed contractor. We're pre-screening them based on what you tell us the kind of jobs you're looking for. If they meet the parameters, then we're going to patch you in on the line. We're going to give you a call, and then you got to accept them. If you don't accept them, you're not getting charged or deducted anything from your balance. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, kind of, sort of.
They're guaranteed qualified leads that are exclusive to you with a live person on the line. It's the most insurance that you can get for your money to date when it comes to marketing. Nothing else gives you a guarantee when it comes to marketing, Alex. Not radio stations, not billboards, not Town Square, not Home Advisor by Angie's. None of them are giving you a guarantee that you're actually going to see anything for what you're putting into those guys. This does.
Okay. Can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Can you call this number and ask for Ryan? He handles all my shit. He knows he's a marketing guru, this guy. All right. And he set me up with Town Square, and I've been happy so far until the last couple of weeks when we tried to do some changes and they've changed their total format. Okay. But we are looking for something to make a change because what we've got right now isn't working. And I'm not opposed to it, but I'm so preoccupied. You got to understand something. I'm 68 years old, dude. I'm so preoccupied with other shit in my mind that he handles it because he gets it all. All right. Mm-hmm. It's not my forte. If you ask me to put a sewer line in or to do a demolition job or put a septic system in, I can do them in my sleep. This here is everything you said to me. I absorbed maybe two words out of the whole thing and they were the numbers. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I got guaranteed leads. I get that. I get that the people are going to call me. I can pick what I want, who I want to work with because I can screen them on the telephone to see what, if they're right or wrong. And like the other day, I called a guy called me. I rented this piece of equipment. I don't know how to frickin' run it. My first question out of his mouth was, how much did you pay for the rental and how much time did you take? Well, I had to learn how to run it and this and that. I was $750. I said, for $850, I could have come in and done your job plus materials. Thank you very much. I got to go. Goodbye. I mean, come on, man. And I normally get $1,200 a day for a machine and an operator. Okay. I've had to lower my price.
You shouldn't be paying for that. With the system you're on right now, you're getting charged to deal with that kind of crap. You don't have any kind of guarantee, right? And now they're saying $3,000 a month. That's like a mortgage and some over by
believe
the water.
It. Believe
yeah.
it.
So
believe it. I haven't worked for for about 3 weeks. I mean, I've done a couple jobs, but this week was the first week I actually got into the meat of the work because of the weather and because of the economy. It's too wet to get on projects.
The decision is super clear from what you're telling me. You're going, hey, I don't want to spend $3,000 a month on Home Advisor by Angie's, right? You're paying $199 to Town Square. It's not working anymore. That's $3,200 that you got on the books on a month-to-month basis, but you're saying, hey, they're not working for me. So you're going to remove that $3,200 from your book. Now you have a system to replace it. Local SEO.
Well, not 32. Yeah.
Well,
all right.
I mean,
look at. I'm busy. Let's do this. All right. So you need $250.
That's
right?
Just the application. $449.
Okay. What do you need? $449. Okay. You want my card number? I need everything emailed to me, receipt and everything. Okay.
Yeah. We always send it. We worked with you before.
You just said you never did.
I didn't.
Yeah,
your
local
company,
slash, I,
your company,
I dropped you guys after 2 days. I'm going to tell you that. I dropped you guys like a heart attack.
What
I'm
happened?
I'm telling you. Fucking never, it never worked. It never worked. I was getting, I'm sorry, a couple of weeks. And then I forget what it was, but I says, drop me right now. Drop me. Okay, because I was handed a lot of bullshit. Okay, I'm not a bullshit guy. If you called me and said, Alex, I need this, this, and this done, I'd come and give you a price. You'd sign the agreement, give me a down payment, and I'd be there and do your job. No bullshit. Are you happy? What can I do to make you happy? And I would continue to do if you weren't happy to make you happy. But normally a customer just says, you know, pays me the balance, and I'm on my way to the next one, you know, and writes me a review. Okay. And that's it. They're all 5-star reviews. Read the reviews. So I expect to be treated. And they're not manufactured. I had a guy last week who says, are these reviews manufactured? I fucking left. I walked out. I said, that won't work for you.
Yeah.
I walked away. You're calling me a fucking liar, dude? 50 years in business? You're calling me a liar? Forget it. I don't want to work for you. You're a scumbag.
Yeah.
So,
no, I hear you.
All right.
Google
so
reviews are verified, Alex. So we know that's not the case. But literally, there isn't a profile that Google had. We originally created your Google business profile, and then you left us. And then the Town Square company that you have basically went into that profile we created and started doing your SEO from there and rebuilding a website from there. But we actually were the ones who originally got the domain name for you, created the Google business profile for you that has your reviews on it, like 2 years
okay.
ago.
Okay, a lot has happened. A lot has happened. Yes, a lot has happened. I had a triple bypass last year, almost died, so my fucking brain is shot, dude.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I had a liver transplant in 2015. And all the anti-rejection drugs clogged my arteries. So I had to have a triple bypass.
What happened with the liver?
It was non-alcohol cirrhosis. It was from all the anti-inflammatory drugs when I played semi-pro football in college and
okay.
I played football and sports, ibuprofen ate the liver. The liver. I'm not saying I was a saint. But alcohol had nothing to do with my liver disease. It had all to do with I was taking frickin' bottles of ibuprofen just to play golf.
Wow.
You know, I've had 12 knee operations, 3 replacements, a shoulder replacement. I need my right shoulder replaced. You know, the liver transplant, the bypass. I mean, I'm fucking rode hard and put away super wet. You know, so I'm very grateful to be here. Okay,
yeah.
That's why. Just be fucking straight with me, dude, and just do a good job for me, please. I love what I do too much to be fucking around with this shit. I'm telling you, I want to be able to control my destiny.
We'll walk you through this, But there are going to be times where I need to pick your brain. Like, you got to tell me, hey, this job is okay. I'll take this kind of work. This kind of work, I won't take. This area, I will go to. This area, I won't go to. So believe me, it's a common goal. Like, we're coming in here working with you to achieve a common goal, which is to get you the ideal jobs and the work that you're looking for. And this is how we do it. Like, everybody uses the internet to find it. So that we are going to have to communicate from time to time. It's not something where you just give me some money and forget it, you know?
No, I know that. And when I have more time,
money, if that's the case, you know, if you're thinking I'm just going to pay this guy and be like, hey, where's the result without having any other interaction, I'm telling you, keep your money. That's not how this works. We need to be able to communicate in order to make it work.
Well, what I'd like to do is I'd like to pay you so I can go to work, okay?
Okay.
And then I'd like for you to give me a call on Tuesday because I know it's going to be pouring down rain Tuesday.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
And then,
I'm going to tell you something, though. You sign up with me today at 449. You better call up Town Square and cancel because they're going to get kicked out of that profile the second you sign up with us. And we'll take care of your site and everything, but don't keep paying those guys $199 because they won't have access.
No. I'm already paid. I already paid for this month. We'll shut them down right away.
Okay, so
we'll shut them down right away.
It's $449 a day. It'll be $199 is the reoccurring. That's the fee for our company and our services, like you were paying Town Square. So that'll reoccur each month on the 27th. And then when you tell me you're ready for the guaranteed leads and you've passed this background check, I'm going to send you the paperwork for the background check. You're going to have to work on that over the weekend with your guy.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't need my guy
for a background check.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I don't think you'll have any issues with it. Mainly, they just look for felonies there. But once you pass that and you're ready to take on the leads, they're going to ask for $992 for 13 leads guaranteed to you. So be aware of that. That's not going to happen until we get through the background check, but I just want to be really transparent. And then I'll call you up on Tuesday, and we'll do the client interview with you. We'll customize it and go over everything. And if you're missing anything, I'll walk you through that application, make sure we get it done, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. We have a card on file. I don't know if this is still valid for you.
I get hacked all the time, but tell me the last four digits.
That's all that shows. It says the visa ending in 4831.
Yeah, that's long gone.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and update it. Are you still at the 43 County Road 635?
53.
Okay. We have 43.
53 County Road 635, Hampton, New Jersey.
08827?
Yep.
All right. I'm ready for you.
4085. 4040. 3686. And 2740.
2740. Well, the eyes are still working fine, so that liver must be good.
I take good care of myself, dude. No, I take good care of myself. 129 is the expiration date.
January 29, and then three-digit code on the back.
752.
Okay, so it's going to charge $449 exactly, not a penny more, okay? Like I said, reoccurring on the 27th of each month is just going to be $199. So our main focus
you automatically take it out, right?
Correct.
Don't take it out of there. I'll give you another number on when we talk, all right? I move my money around. I do different things,
all right? Okay. So what time do you want me to call you on Tuesday to do this interview?
I don't know. Do me a favor. Text me your contact information or email me your contact information.
Forget the email. I'm going to text it to you. You need to save this. I know you say
you're good. Yeah, I'm good.
If you're not good with phones, just let me know. There's no shame in that. I'll make sure to.
No, I'm good. I'm good. This year has been one of the worst years.
I heard you.
I can't even begin to tell. What?
I can't
with the
imagine.
Weather. goes, the fuck, the leather. I went and did a job last week. The guy's yard is usually hard as a rock. I ended up seeding almost his whole yard. He paid for it because he needed low spots filled. But the fuck, it's as hot as it was. It was still soft when I left the job, and I got another job to go to. I got to drive to it, and it's going to be raining tomorrow, and I got to get tandems in the backyard to dump dirt because the guy wants his backyard filled. I can't get back there. I know I can't get back there, and the guy's busting my balls. I said, you want to get a fucking tow truck to pull me out, to pull my trucks out? I said, you going to pay that shit? You know, I mean... That's what's driving me crazy right now. Every time I turn around, and the funny part about it is, John, I don't need to go to work. I don't need to do this, but I've got a couple of guys working for me.
It's gonna keep you.
Well,
going,
it keeps me alive. It'll keep me alive. I don't like to sit, man. You don't know. I don't like to sit.
And he'd live to be 90 years old, and I used to go see him up in the mountains. He lived up in the mountains, and he'd be chopping wood at 85 years old in the snow. And I said, what the hell are you doing, old man? You're going to die. He's like, if I don't do it, I'm going to die. I got to do something.
That's right. He's 100% right, man. Yeah. I mean, that's my situation right now. I mean, I can't – my body is so beat up from sports. I can't do any – I tried to pick a bucket up yesterday to put it in my skid steer, one of my excavator buckets. And it was a small one. It was only a 1 foot bucket, but I tried to go pick that thing up. I normally could pick the whole thing up at once. I was picking the one end up, sliding it, picking the other end up, sliding. I go, oh, Alex, you're done, man. You know, you're done. And I just, you know, my heart, I almost died last year. My heart rate was really low. I almost died before the operation. You know, I've cheated death. God has been with me, man. You don't know. And all I ask is an opportunity to work for people that are grateful for people that don't want to fuck them. You know, I mean, I got a guy who works for me. He's driving around looking for jobs, you know. He's been in the business his whole life, and he works for me part-time. And he's like, you can't believe this site. He goes, I know how you would leave this site. This site is such a fucking mess. You know, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I it is what it is. You know how we work, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for people that are looking for a cheap price. You know, last week, 2 weeks ago, I did a job for Lee. It built a stinking little pool pad, above ground pool pad. Lousy $2,500, $2,300 job. When I got done, she came up and hugged me and kissed me. And she wrote me a review. You know, she goes, I want to write you a review. And she ran in the house and wrote the review before I even left the job site. You know, those are the people I want to work for. I don't care if they're $2,000 jobs. I don't care if they're $2,000 jobs. You know, I got two septic systems to do right now. I'm waiting for engineering. Okay, I mean, I've got some work, but I want to keep the in-between stuff because I got a guy on my payroll who's on salary who works around my property. I got a big piece of property, and he works around the property helping me out because I can't do very much no more, you know? So, I mean, I get my exercise climbing in and out of the machines. Believe me, I climb from one machine to another.
I know,
and my legs are strong.
I was trying to get my head around that. I was thinking, I was like 68, had a liver transplant, went through all the stuff he went through. I'm like, you must just be, have some dormant strength in there. Cause I just couldn't picture a man getting in and out of a excavator.
My legs are like iron, man. I can't believe you know what the doctor said? You know, when you're in the hospital after that surgery, you got to get up the next day. They kept me sleeping for a whole day after the surgery, and they woke me up the next day, and they put me in it. They got me out of the bed and put me in a chair. Okay.
Wow.
And they said, we don't want you to use your hands. Stand up. And I stood up, and those fucking nurses, they dropped their jaw. They were like, holy shit. I said, that's from I've been climbing in and out of machines my whole life. My legs are, and my knee strength, my knees, I've had two replacements on one and one on the other. My knees are perfect.
Wow.
My knees are perfect. Yeah, my knees are in perfect shape. So
that's wild. So you never had any ACL injuries or anything like that, huh?
All of it. I've had 12 knee operations, 3 replacements. I've had them all.
Jesus.
Shoulder replacements, everything, you know?
Yeah, you've got a good set of thighs on you, tree trunks.
Well, and the funny part about it is I weigh about 270 pounds. My legs are as thin as... Yeah.
Athletes always got those thin legs, you know? We get pot-bellied as we get older, but the legs...
Dude, let me tell you, I can't get rid of my midsection, man. I weighed 238 last year, and I think it's from all the drugs they're giving me for my heart.
100%.
And everything...
Blood thinners and
you know,
stuff.
Everything I'm taking, I can't get my shit together as far as losing the weight. They put a defibrillator in me last year in August, and then I got Lyme's disease on top of it, you know?
Jeez.
So I was a sick guy last year,
yeah.
You know? And, you know, I'm not a quitter.
But I'm a man of faith. Praise the Lord. As strong as we can be, we still need them. You know, we're not getting through none of that stuff without him. I think that's why he does
every
stuff
day.
To us like that, you know, to humble us. Yeah. I'm so bullheaded sometimes.
You.
Yeah, and then something happens
he's
and I go, okay,
you.
I'm not Superman, you know, I gotta take a step back.
No.
Yeah.
He's testing you, dude. He's testing you. And I got a buddy of mine who's very ill, and he's pissed off because he's a young man, and he's pissed off that God is taking him away, you know.
Back on him. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. Like he's got like cancer or something?
He's got a rare disease that his body what's he do? His muscles, or his nerves, his whole nerve system. My wife can't leave me the fuck alone, man. His nerves. She just pulled in the fucking driveway, and she knows what I'm doing, and I'm spraying weeds on my property. I got a half a mile of driveway with ditches with stone in the driveway, and I go around every so often and spray everything because I can't stand the way everything looks, you know. And with all the rain and everything, I've let it go, you know. So, and she's calling me, busting my butt, wants to talk. Fuck you, I'm working, you know. But no, he's got a disease that the lining on his nerves are getting eaten up.
Mm.
So when he wakes up in the morning, his blood pressure is so low, he's on his hands and knees because he can't move. And he can't see. And it's pretty sad because he's only 52 years old. And he's dying, man. He's dying a slow death. And I pray to God. He's 52.
Yeah, it's too young.
And I pray to God every day for him. And I'm only here because I believe in God and I won't quit, you know. I believe that God has a plan, and that plan is for everybody that, you know, if you get cancer or get any disease, and I'm going to tell you something. When I had my liver problems,
yeah,
I was in bad shape. I actually had cancer on my liver. And,
wow.
They found that when they took the old one out, you know.
Yeah.
So I honestly believe that I was spared.
Yeah.
I was dead. No, I was dead. What they did to me, it was the day after Labor Day. They operated on me and a big black orderly had to pick me up, put me in a wheelchair. And, take me to the shower and shower me and he, I could, had no strength left. I was on dialysis for 3 months. They thought my kidneys were going to be, had to be replaced. I was fucked up. I thought I was dead. I really did. I thought I wasn't going to make it. And, by the grace of God and me not quitting, because there's a lot to say about somebody who can just throw the towel in, and I'm not one of those guys that can throw the towel in, you know.
Yeah,
I'm,
you don't sound like it. You don't sound like a
quitter.
That's just, no, that's a lot to go
through.
I had a scare like that too, you know, where they had found a hemangioma. It was just a random spot, I guess, on my liver, but I was just having pain in that area in general, so they wanted to scan me and see what they could find. They thought it was my gallbladder at first. And they ended up finding a spot like that, and that sent me into a spiral for a couple of months till they were, like, definitive that it was a hemangioma. They wanted me to keep going back and doing all these scans and tests and everything, and liver tests. So supposedly it's okay, but it's still there, and we don't really, I mean, they say it's a hemangioma, but they could be wrong still, you know? So I'm just kind of living with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just knowing that I got to go on there.
Yeah, but don't go live your life, man. Live it to the best of your ability.
Yeah,
because
it hasn't stopped me. I'll still go play golf with the guys on the weekend and have a beer or two. You know, you need to live a little bit.
Well, that's what's killing me right now. I love the golf.
Me too.
I can't. Are you? Well,
yeah,
before
I've
I stopped,
only
been I mean
for a year. I just started last year.
Oh, Louis, man, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
my boys are like, man, you're a natural. You got good hands. You putt the ball well, and you drive the ball far. I average about 290 carry on my drive.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I love the game.
I played football and stuff. I still got a lot of youth in me, though, even though I'm 35. You know, I run and I work out all the
time.
You're
a puppy, man.
Yeah, I feel great, you know, for the most part. I got a couple of kids, and I can run around with them and keep up with my boys, so, you know, I'm in pretty good shape. But, yeah, just golf is just something I recently fell in love with. I used to always say, it's an old man's game. I always loved playing football and, you know, fast-paced contact sports. And one of my buddies was like, come on, let me just show you how to play. About a year and a half ago, I said, all right. So I went out there, and I played with them with some rented clubs. The next morning, I woke up, went to Roger Dunn, bought a whole brand new set of clubs, spent a couple $1,000. My wife was like, oh my God. And then I've been going 2-3 times a week ever since, you know?
Yeah, that's my passion. And I don't have nobody here in New Jersey to do it with, because my brother-in-law doesn't golf or anything like that. But
if you want to play, there's this tech. I know you say you're not super into technology, but a lot of my friends are about your age. You know, when you play golf, you meet all these older guys and you get to talk stories with them and get to know them, you know. And I showed this guy how to use this app. It's called Golf Now. Have you heard of that?
No.
Yeah. Alex, I'll get you back out there tomorrow.
Only problem I got right now is my right shoulder shot. I've got to get my right shoulder replaced, and I was going to do it.
You're a righty, huh?
Yeah, I was going to do it this winter. I was going to get it done. The only problem I got is my heart doctor. He says, you ain't doing shit. He says, you ain't getting nothing done until you get my clearance. So I got to be able to get his clearance, and I got a great orthopedic surgeon here. I'll be back in 2 months, you know, where I'll have full range of motion and everything.
Yeah.
Because I got good physical therapists here and shit. But
yeah.
I got to get his clearance to have the surgery. And he's like, your heart was so bad. I don't know if you... my heart, the heart rate is supposed to be up around 75%.
Yeah.
And my heart rate was down at 13% before the surgery.
Oh, God.
And after I left the hospital, it was, what was it? It was at 30% when I left the hospital. That's why they had to put the defibrillator in, because my heart's my heart was in bad shape. Dude, you know what I did before the operation, the day before the operation? I said, oh, fuck it. I don't care. I cut the grass, and I was jumping on and off the mower, picking sticks up. And the fucking doctor, he says, you're lucky you're not dead. He says, you almost told my wife he almost killed himself by doing that. You know? I mean, I'm a fucking nut, dude. I really am, and I'm not bragging, you know. I just like to live my life, man. I got so much
there's
left.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nobody wants to just sit down and do nothing all day, you know.
No, I am very. I try to be as active as possible, and do what I need to do. But yeah, I'm not going
to
go down.
Sinatra. I did it my way.
You betcha, buddy. You betcha. And I am. You know, people are like, are you crazy? Why are you still working?
Yeah, why are we so stubborn?
My buddy.
And I'm like, I did it my way, you know.
He goes, you got enough money. Just retire and go tripping with your wife. I said, you don't even know my wife. My wife's a homebody. She don't want to do nothing. She doesn't want to do nothing. You know, I'm trying to get her to get a place at the shore for a week, and
yeah.
It's like,
that's
you
the
know,
worst.
Why don't
that's
she,
the worst.
You
my
know,
lady was like that for a while, too. She was, like, afraid of airplanes and stuff. And I'm like,
either
you're coming with me to Hawaii, or I'm going with the boys by myself. But either way, it's happening. Like, I'm not letting it happen. And so I kind of forced her to get over it. We went on one trip, had a good time. 6 months later, made her hop on another one. Went right back just to a different island. And then 6 months later, did it again. You know, now she's all looking at the stuff all the time. Like, let's go here. I'm like, yeah, now you want to do it. You know, you got to force them. I used to have to force
them
to get up and get outside.
One thing I got to do on my bucket list is I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Sicily.
Yeah.
I'm Sicilian and Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Sicilian. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
My father.
I've been over there.
Have you been there?
Yeah. Yeah,
we're trying to get a bunch of guys together, or a bunch of couples together to go.
I didn't go to Sicily, but I went to this place. I went to Venice, Florence, and Rome. I did a trip there, but I did it by train. So we flew.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so you flew into Venice, right? And there's no cars in Venice. You have to get on a boat right off the airport with our luggage. You hop on a boat, then the boat takes you into Venice, and then you get a train. We stayed in Venice for 4 days, and then we got a train down to Florence, and then we stayed there for almost a week, and then again down to Rome, another train. So we went all the way through, like, the Tuscan vineyards and everything, seeing the whole countryside, went to a place called Cinque Terre. Was a couple hour bus ride from Florence. The average lifespan out there, or the average age of the people that live there, is 100 years old in Cinque Terre. They just live different. The Italians just live different. They do things different. These guys, they're drinking wine at 90 years old. They're walking every day. They're not driving around.
You're fucking right, man.
They work every day.
Yeah.
They eat clean. You know, they're just a different breed of people. And they do it right.
Yeah.
All their stuff is quality. You could smell the leather when you're going through places. You could smell the wine. You could smell the food. It's fresh. The pasta is handmade. You see people making it, and it's mom and pop shops, and you're going in. It's the most beautiful thing. It's the complete opposite.
That's what I miss, buddy.
Yeah.
My grandmother lived with me till the time she died. She was like my second mother.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something. That woman could cook. She was from Naples, my mom's mom. And I want to go. That's where I want to go. I want to go see where she was from. And then my dad was Sicilian. I want to go there and see that. You know what that's the artichoke capital
Naples
of the world
is so
Naples.
Naples looks like Cinque Terre. Yeah, it has those colorful houses right on the water. I actually think Cinque Terre is in Naples.
Oh, is it?
It's a small section of Naples. It's called Cinque Terre.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. beautiful.
Yeah, I
love
to do it.
Yeah, you will. He will. I can show you. Like, I know you say you don't get on the tech stuff, but it's really just money and the will to go to the airport. Honestly, I mean, what's the closest airport to you?
Oh, I got Newark. I got Philadelphia. I got, you know, I got all the airports close by. But my biggest thing is
the wife.
No. I got a job. I had a job this year with a customer. He was an international pilot. Mm-hmm. And he says, Alex, he says, I got, with my knees and everything and all the operations, I'm scared of blood clotting. And he says, just put compression stockings on. He goes, this guy's an international pilot. He flies for Delta.
Yeah.
And he's a pilot. He was telling me, he goes, fuck it, just go, man. He says, I put my compression stockings on before I fly, and I go, you know. And this is the customer that I built a building pad for a pole barn. And it was not an easy job. And the guy and I became friends, you know. He really, him and I really hit it off and stuff. And he's just a good guy. And matter of fact, I got other work to do for him. But yeah, that's the shit. I mean, those are the customers. I want repeat customers. Like, I got a septic job yesterday. I've been working for the family for the last few years on and off. And the guy, he sold his house. He goes, Alex, I want you to do the septic. You want to do the septic? And I said, Landon, I'll do your septic. You know, I says, no problem. I'll be more than happy to do it for you.
I just found you a flight from Newark to Naples, a nonstop. It's 8 hours and 35 minutes. It's $773 there and back.
Fuck out of here, really?
It's a round trip ticket, $733.
Really?
Yeah. Round trip, United Airlines, and it comes with baggage. You get your own seat selection. You know, there's no other charges outside of that. It's 7:33. You show up at the round trip tickets August 4th, and you come back on August 20th. So that's like a 3 week trip almost. So
that's
16 days.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, if I'm going, I'm going. I'm not fucking around. If I go, I'm going. I'm not going to go for a week or 10 days. I'm going for two, three weeks, you know.
Yeah, but that's the beautiful thing about Italy is you don't need to spend a bunch of money on like a rental car and stuff like that. The food and the people are everywhere. It's designed to be able to accommodate older people that are mobile, right? They want you to walk places from place to place, but it's all walking distance. And if it's not walking distance, there's literally public transportation, and it's not like here. The public transportation is not like riding the subway in New York. These trains are beautiful. The people are beautiful.
Where are you out of? Where do you live? Where's your?
We're all based in California.
Oh, get out of here! Really?
Yeah, and
California.
California. Yeah.
Boy, I don't envy you, buddy.
Yeah, the weather.
I don't envy you for a
second. But you know what we have in common? I'm not Italian, but my other half is. So that's where I've gotten all the going to Italy, and yeah, it all stemmed from her and her family's side. So my father-in-law, their whole family is Sicilian, Italian, and the same thing. They just Sunday dinner. You know, I used to hate the guy in the beginning because he just cuss and drink.
Right.
Yeah, then we became family, and I go, wow, this is the best guy in the world, you know? You got to get past that shell. And then once
they give you the shirt off their back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then
we give you the shirt off your back.
Best people of my life.
You know?
Yeah,
you know who the cheapest people are in the world? You think the Jews are cheap? Italians. No shit. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Listen to what I gotta say. The Italians are the cheapest motherfuckers there are. You know? I'm serious as a heart attack, buddy. I had some customers that I wanted to kill. They wouldn't pay me. Wanted the cheapest price, This is back when I was a kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, it was ridiculous, these guys. I had a Jewish customer who was a stockholder in New York.